Fucking hell. Was it like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Play sexy motherfucker.
He doesn't do that one anymore.
Does he not?
No.
Does he never?
He doesn't like swearing.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
When did he acquire a problem with swearing?
I don't know.
He used to have the pottiest of all the mouths.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So you are being bothered by the little purple man. I mean, that's a disgusting way of putting
one
it.
One day in February. Yes.
And sorry for being so small-minded, but I'm interested in the specifics of how you receive a call from the prompts. How did you know that it was him then, if it's an unknown number?
So it had to be arranged because he was in America, so there was a time difference and everything. Yeah. So our managers spoke with each other beforehand.
Right,
and then I was supposed to make sure I had my phone on me when he called at whatever time, and I didn't because I forgot.
Yeah.
I went out and just sort of left the phone on the bed. So he had to call my boyfriend's phone at the time. And his battery was low.
Oh, mate, get it together.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But we did speak for about 15 minutes.
Right.
We could have gone on a lot longer.
And what do you like in those situations? Because now you're at the point in your career that you've been... Well, you were only signed in like 2010, 12?
10?
10. First album came out 2012?
Yes.
I mean, it's really only a couple of years that you've been in this world.
Yeah.
Where you're bumping into some of your musical heroes.
Exactly.
And I wonder what it's like being so young and meeting these people. You're 24?
Yeah.
And I get very nervous and tongue-tied in those kind of situations. I never really met anyone famous until I was nearly 30.
Okay.
And even then, I found it very scary.
Yeah.
But what do you like? I mean, do you struggle to say something on the phone to Prince or what?
Well, you kind of do.
Are you sort of thinking, I've got to sound cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, I think that with a lot of people I speak to anyway, like famous or not. But I could feel myself thinking a lot. Like, I didn't want him to lose interest at any point. I wanted to sound smart and also be...
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.